It's a pleasure. We've got a quintet here that fuses Celtic music, traditional Celtic music, with some modern, innovative styles, jazz influence, folk influence. It's going to be a lot of fun to hear them. They are known as Kalon.
On yonder hill, it's there I'd sit and cry my fill, and every tear will turn a mill. East could Jenny to my morning sun. I would sell my rock, I'd sell my reel, I would sell my homely spinning wheel, for to buy my love a sword of steel. East could Jenny to my horn and song.
Kalan at the Saturday Light Brigade. Before we do anything, I want to see if Seda's mic is working now. Hello.
Hello.
There you are. Can you hear yourself, too? I can hear you. Who are you related to in the group? Do you?
Sheila.
And how are you related to her?
My favorite song, Will You Go, Lossy Go?
Go. Kip is actually Seda's dad, but Seda is my best little buddy. So.
I see. So that's good. And do you know what? I don't always get a chance to, you know, there's a lot going on around here, so I sometimes don't even look up and see the group until they start to play. And in this case, I hadn't done that yet, and I just started to listen, and I heard Sheila's voice, and I said, that's the armadillo lady.
Exactly.
And I don't know if you saw me check, and I'm thinking, yes, that's got to be. You have such a distinctive voice.
Oh, wow.
And I mean that.
Thanks.
That's. I guess you could say that with lots of different meanings. But I mean that in the most positive way ever.
Thank you. Well, you do too, I have to say.
Well, thank you. But it's you sound great, and it's liming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nice to have you here.
Yeah,
let's
nice
see
to be back.
Who else is. Do we have a founder of the group or?
Kind of me.
Oh,
I
it's
suppose.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. What caused you to do that?
Well, I moved to Pittsburgh 8 years ago, and I grew up playing Celtic music. And when I moved here, I started going to some of the Celtic sessions around town. And I was hanging out in Regent Square at a Celtic session that used to happen there, and met some friends through that session that were interested in putting together a group and starting out. So we started out with a guitar player, and then me playing mostly just my bagpipes, and then a drum. And then over the years, things evolved and changed, and we started to add more people, and now we're in this, our best incarnation yet.
Well, that's terrific. Let's meet everybody real quickly. So you're playing accordion, mm-hmm. And now we have a fiddle player. Hello, who are you?
Hi, my name's Kara Massey.
Nice to meet you. And are you from
nice
this area?
Or? I grew up in Buffalo, but I came to Pittsburgh to go to the University of Pittsburgh, and I've been here ever since.
And how long ago did you come?
12 years or so.
Yeah, I've only been to Buffalo once, and I wonder if you were as surprised by our hills as I was by Buffalo's lack of them.
Yes, and also I was surprised by the lack of snow here.
Yeah.
That's what surprised me most.
Very much. And I was a little kid in Buffalo, but it was like, oh, my gosh, how are things that low? Thank you. We're going to say hello to Kip now. Hello, Kip.
Hi, Larry.
Nice to have you here. Slim Forsyth says hello.
I've known Slim for years.
Yes, Slim's a good guy. And you're playing percussion. Do you have a Badron? I can't see.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm playing the traditional Irish drum, the Badron.
Yes. And you're from Pittsburgh originally, I do believe.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
yep.
Where did you grow up?
Schiller.
And I should have asked Sheila that question.
I grew up on the West Coast in Seattle.
Ah, what brought you here?
Education. I came here to get my master's at Carnegie Mellon and stuck around because Pittsburgh's a fine town.
That's what I like to hear. It's a shame Sheila isn't from Schaller.
It would be nice, wasn't it?
It'd be very nice. Let's meet who we have here next, and we'll... there we go. It's great when a band doubles for sound. Playing 12-string guitar. Hello.
Hi, I'm Steve Morrison. I'm one of the newer additions to the band. Joined about, I guess it's almost a year now. And I've played in many bands over the years in Pittsburgh. This is my first Celtic band.
What other bands have you played in?
Well, way back I played in the Affordable Floors.
I remember them.
Yes, back in the 80s. And various other bands you may or may not have heard of, Bucky and the Surf Weevils and St. Slim and Soft Tommy was another one.
It's fun just to say the names. The Affordable Floors had a big following, though. And we're well known. Have you always played 12-string?
I haven't. I had this sitting in the back of the closet, and when I joined Kalan along with Steve, he can give you more information about this. We had two guitar players, and we had to figure
out. Now, wait,
out...
you're Steve, though.
Yeah.
So there's two Steves.
Two Steves.
Okay. No waiting.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got two Steves for the price of one.
Yeah.
We had to, since we both play guitar, we had to figure out who was going to play what, and I said, maybe I'll dust off the 12-string and see how that sounds, and it kind of worked. So I've stuck with it.
Great. And you're from, I'm gathering you're from Pittsburgh.
I am.
Because the Affordable Floors go way back. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Mount Lebanon originally.
Nice to meet you. And then nice Steve number two.
Steve number two. I'm Steve Seal, Larry.
Hi. And you are playing sort of a more traditional Is it a mandolin or a bouzouki?
Well, it really, it's a bouzouki.
Yeah.
But a bouzouki is kind of a mandolin. So it's like an octave. It's a whole octave down from what you think of as a bluegrass mandolin.
There's probably a Venn diagram between the two instruments.
Yeah, it's just, the circle's pretty big.
Yeah.
You know, and do they converge? But it's basically, it's tuned like a mandolin. You play it like a mandolin, but it's the scale of a guitar. So it sort of sounds like a cross between a banjo and a mandolin and a little bit of guitar-like tones to it as well.
Yeah, you'll see that in a lot of Greek music and in Irish music, too.
Right.
And are you from Pittsburgh yourself?
Yeah, I am. I grew up in Shaler, Glenshaw. Just Kip and I have known each other for a long time.
Well, great. Well, I'm glad you're all here. I want to be sure we get to lots of music. What was the song you opened with, Sheila?
So that was a song called Shularoon. That's a traditional Irish song that is actually also claimed by Scottish culture and also by Appalachian culture. In the United States, a version of that song that's usually called either Buttermilk Hill or Johnny Has Gone for a Soldier is very popular, and
yeah,
it's actually basically the same song. But it's a very old one. I mean, it seems like it's come from at least the 18th century. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah, that lilting melody line absolutely was there. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah.
I didn't catch it. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do another song of unrequited love, as it happens now, called Ned of the Hill. The last verse of this song is sung in Scottish Gaelic. So if I sound like I'm not making any sense, it's not you, it's me. But this is a...
Did you mean that to the Scottish and Gaelic understanding people
yeah,
too? Or?
Well, I meant it mostly to the English speakers, but you never know.
Once again, here is Kalad.
Abu is without, that in danger they should keep beating. Mahi bo, habu habu halt to door. I am Ned of the Hill, for her spent wet and chill from long trudging over marsh and moor. Mahi love fond and true, what else could I do but shield you from wind and from neighbor? When the shots fall like hail, they us both shall assail, and mayhap we will die together. Through frost and through snow, tired and hunted, I go in fear both of friend and of neighbor. My horses run wild, my acres untilled, and all of it lost to my labor. But what grieves me far more than the loss of my stock of horse, that no one would shield me from danger. So my fate it must be to bid farewell to thee, amid stranger. And my enhalum ye, fall up yeus and call Helen Coonry.
That's a nice song, and it's Kara, right?
Yes.
Beautiful fiddle throughout that song, and it sounded great. So we just had a note from a listener in Maine, Aline, who wanted me to tell you that she just got back from Northern Ireland and that she is really enjoying the music. She was there in preparation for hosting teens in July participating in the Maine Irish Children's Program.
Ah,
so
neat.
She's really enjoying listening to you in Maine.
All the way in Maine.
Yeah, today.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys, I was also looking, we've linked to Kalan's website, which is Kalan Celtic. Do you guys, are you Celtics or Celtics?
Celtic.
Celtic. That's what I usually do too, but it's Kalan, like call followed by A-N, Celtic. And we've linked to their website. It's .com. And it looks like you'll be at Ziggy's Tavern in the North Hills March 7th. And a number of you got, well, it's 'tis the season, I
we
guess.
We call it March Madness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
St. Patrick's Day is in the air.
Now, my pick gig of all of these is North Country Brewing on the 17th. Because
that'll be fun. We like that place a lot.
Yeah, I do too. And it's from 1 until 4, nice relaxed time. And it's a great place to listen. And we have a lot of listeners in that area too. So you might want to go to KalanCeltic.com and look at all the dates. Gosh, you're playing just about... It's unbelievable.
We're everywhere.
Somebody should, one of you with a scientific background should make like a graph.
We're setting a new record this year of actually playing 4 gigs in one day, which is the day before St. Patrick's Day. We've never done that before, so.
Cool. Well, St. Patrick's Day is a Sunday, so if you want to come down here and make it 5.
Oh,
well.
Yeah.
Somebody's probably booked. We could have you do something like just a little, second or two.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. We have some Cub Scouts that are here today too, visiting from don't tell me they're from Ross, right? Yeah, visiting. And we'll try to say hello to them in a little bit. What would you like to a chanter.
I'm canter. Holding my bagpipes now, yeah.
Yes.
We're going to do a bagpipe set next, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
These are actually indoor bagpipes, as we like to call them or
think
of them.
Thank you. Yeah. I was going to ask you about that.
They're exactly to scale, just like you would think of your normal Highland bagpipes. The technical term for this setup is they're called parlor pipes, and they were actually made. They're very popular in the late 19th century for playing indoors, if you want to play your bagpipes inside by the fire. So these particular pipes are made by a guy in Cleveland, Ohio, who calls them fireside pipes, because they go nicely right next to the fireside hearth, and they're much quieter.
And are they used in Scottish music as well?
Okay. Yes, they are, yeah.
I've never seen
indoor bagpipes. And they're much more friendly when playing with other instruments because you don't drown everyone else out. So.
Yeah, I noticed nobody went running for earplugs. it's amazing what bagpipes do.
Yeah.
What's the song called?
So this is a set of tunes that we refer to as the dream set, because it actually came to me in a dream. I have dreams about bagpipe tunes sometimes. And it's organized around a bagpipe tune, a reel, that's called Press for Time, and then there's a couple of other tunes thrown in there as well.
Once again, this is Kalan.
Hi. hummy ski smeelin hain, who am Aladdin, who am Aladdin, hummy ski smeelin hain, who am Aladdin Pella, hummy ski smeelin hain, who am Aladdin, who am Aladdin, hummy ski smeelin hain, who am Aladdin Pella, who in talking Brian talking hominishna hella, who in talking Brian talking hominishna hella, who in talking Brian talking hominishna hella, who in talking Brian talking hominishna hella. Thank you.
That's Kalan. What did you think of that one, Soda? Did you like that?
Yeah.
That was a good song. What do you like about this kind of music?
That it's Irish.
Yes, that's a good thing. Are you Irish?
Nope.
No, but you like Irish music?
Yeah.
Do you ever dance to Kalan when they play?
Only at home.
At home. Yeah, it's hard to keep still. I keep tapping my fingers and things. It's nice that you're here today.
Do you favorite song, too.
You do? What's your favorite song?
Will You Go, Lassie Go.
What's it called? Will You Go?
Lassie Go.
Ah. Do you play a musical instrument?
No.
Would you like to someday?
Maybe someday when I'm in college.
I see. What grade are you in now?
Zero grades.
How old are you?
4.
Okay, so will you be in kindergarten soon?
I think I'm 4 and a half.
Oh, I'm sorry. What day is your birthday?
May.
What day in May?
24.
This is one of the few times in your life when you're going to say that you're older than you are, when you're going to want to round up instead of round down. So you're pushing 5 now, right? You're close to 5?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you're here. And we probably, depending on length, we probably have time for a couple more at least. If you're just joining us, this is Kalan, and I encourage you to go to their website, kalancaltic.com, where you can find a list as long as the month of March, actually beyond March. There's other gigs there too, but it's amazing what happens during St. Patrick's Day. Plus, I don't know about you guys, but it seems like it's come up really fast.
Sure,
I mean, I'm still wishing people a Happy New Year, and I need to stop that. And I'm also still dating things, actually 2011, but that's a whole other story. What do you want to do next, Sheila?
I think we're going to do a song that we wrote, actually. It's called Uneven Though the Ground. And this is a song that I wrote in memoriam of one of my past pipe teachers, who was a Pittsburgher here who passed away a little over a year ago, a guy named Alistair Gillis, who taught the bagpiping program at Carnegie Mellon. And we were sad to lose him in the bagpiping world, so this is a song about him.
1, 2, 3. Far to the east and to the north in a little blue coastal town, to a mild least on either side, they all could hear the sound. Oh, they all could hear the sound. Far above the screaming seas and the roaring of the mills, all along the valleys and all across the hills, oh, all across the hills. It'll take 2 days from the city and time is growing thin, but a lowland grave is no grave for the likes of him, oh, for the likes of him. And for the wants of Highland Hills, his angry ghost you'll meet on every corner and every close of every Glasgow street, oh, of every Glasgow street. Unceasing all the winter and uneven all the ground, and over the hills and on the pool, that's where we'll lay him down, oh, that's where we'll lay him down. Oh, that's where we'll lay him down. Father to the east and to the north in a little coastal town, to a mild least on either side, they all could hear the sound. Oh, they all could hear the sound of a funeral march that set the tune and sung the legacy
of a man again, the likes of which this world will never see. Oh, this world will never see. Unceasing all the wind to it, not even on the ground. Over the hills and on the pool, that's where we'll lay him down. Oh, that's where we'll lay him down. Unceasing all the wind to it, not even on the ground. Over the hills and on the pool, that's where we'll lay him down. Oh, that's where we'll lay him down.
What a nice song. I hope members of Alistair's family had a chance to hear that. It's really well done.
Thanks.
I think after the next song, some scouts are going to ask you some questions.
Ooh, okay.
Or at least say hello. They've indicated a desire to do that. And they're, you know, when you meet Pac-207, I meant. I don't know where the four came from. Pac 207, you know, when you meet these guys, they have some hard-hitting questions, so you never know what might happen. And some of them are about your age, too, Seda, but, so you'll get a chance. You guys really...
prepare ourselves.
Yeah, study up.
Steal ourselves.
You guys, you sound just great, and it looks like you're ready to sing without instrument, am I right?
I got just this.
Oh, you've got a little bitty pipe.
Smallest of all my instruments, I know. If I just played this, my life would be a lot easier. I'd have a lot less to carry around to shows.
Yeah. I'm looking here. We probably have time for one. The scouts will say hello, and then we can probably go out with one. Does that make sense?
Sure.
I think we can do it.
That sounds good.
So what's next?
We're going to sing a tune called The Star of the County Down. This is a traditional Irish song, which when you listen to it, sounds like it's written to praise a young, beautiful woman. Or as a love song to a beautiful woman, but in fact it is a song that is written about a cow, and the singer is actually praising a lovely cow that he wants to buy. Oh, the Irish. Near Bantry Town in the county down one morning last July, from a boring queen came a sweet colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two brown feet to the sheen of her nut-brown hair. Such a handsome mouth that I checked myself for to see if I was really there. As she onward sped, sure I scratched my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut-brown hair? He smiled at me and he says he, that's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McGann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cane, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the rare Colleen that I met in the county down. Harvest fair, she'll be surely there, so I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked tied for a smile from my nut-brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till my plow turns rust-colored brown. And the smiling bride by my own fireside is the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cane, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the rare Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cane, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the rare Colleen that I met in the county down.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's music from Colon, and we're going to get one more from them in just a moment. We're going to have some scouts say hello to you. Meanwhile, I'm going to thank the Western Pennsylvania Writers Project for being here today, and also Gemini Theater, as well as our guests from Salsita for La Escuelita Arco Iris School, and from Reading is Fundamental, and Seton Hill University. Hi, guys. Do you want to say a quick hello, or does anybody have a quick question? Come on a little closer to the microphone here. What's your name?
Ian.
Hi, Ian. How old are you?
Six.
Okay. If you have a question, do you have a question for the group, or just hellos? Okay. Who else? Hi. What's your name?
Jack.
How old are you?
Nine.
Question or just a hello?
Hello.
Okay. If anybody has a question, just let me know. We're going to get you all through. They're all matching. They're in uniforms. Hi, what's your name?
Joshua.
How old?
Six.
Nice to meet you. What's your name and how old are you?
I'm Tyler and I'm 6 years old.
And we got a couple more.
My name is Ricky and I'm 6 years old.
Nice to meet you. And one more person.
I'm William and my name I'm 8 years old.
That's nice. And you guys meet at St. Sebastian, right? Which is right in the North Hills, conveniently located next to a busy shopping mall that makes it hard to get in and out sometime. Thank you guys for being with us. We have about two and a half minutes of radio time, but I know my Celtic bands. They know how to fill that with lots of notes. Thanks for being here.
No problem. Once again,
this is Kalan.
We'll end here with a set of tunes, or at least the first tune in a set that we call the Teddy Set, which was named after a pet turtle that I had when I was very young.